You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Blair Spence, Vice President of Operations at Event 8, and is an expert at content creation, editing for websites, press release writing, organic SEO, social media management, and a host of other critical business needs. She specializes in business consulting, specifically marketing and growth strategy. Blair, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and good morning as well. Good to have you out. So tell us, what is Event 8, and what is it that you do with the company?
Well, we were founded in 2010. Event 8 is a full-service marketing agency, and we also do business consulting. So basically, we specialize in raising brand awareness, driving ROI through social media, search engine optimization, and we do web design, content creation, traditional PR, and we offer business consulting services to small, medium, and large businesses.
You certainly cover it all. Marketing evolves constantly, and this is always the challenge for those small business owners, especially and entrepreneurs. In today's business culture, how do you incorporate social media, SEO, and web design into a marketing strategy?
That's an excellent question. Sometimes it can seem like a lot. It can seem overwhelming. But I like to think about, you know, how are you going to reach the consumer first of all if you're not with them face to face? So first of all, your website is incredibly important. That's generally the first point of contact that you have with clients and potential clients. So making sure that that's up to date, that it conveys your information in a relevant, concise manner, that it's aesthetically pleasing, that's very important. That then leads into your social media, because if people are comfortable, if you've gained their trust, then they're much more likely to follow you on social outlets. And social media is kind of amazing, actually, because it gives you this opportunity to remarket to people constantly, but also to build a relationship with them and to engage with them in real time, which in turn, you know, creates loyalty. I think SEO, not that it's less important than social media or your website, but it's more of a long-term play. It can take a couple of months to get you to page one, to get the results that you're looking for. But it is a way to ensure that people are actually finding you when they're looking for products and services that are relevant. So I think all of these are of equal importance, but it's important to work on one at a time, I think, initially.
Should every business be actively engaged in social media, specifically Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram? This is always one of those common questions that are discussed when it comes to marketing today.
I think anybody that deals with clients at all has to be engaged in social media in some capacity. Facebook is obviously the most popular social network that people market with. It does have 1 billion active users, so why would you not be taking advantage of that? We're huge fans of Twitter and Instagram, but I think it's very important to look at the services or products that you offer and make sure that you're utilizing the right social network for that. For example, if you do have products or you do anything that's particularly visual, Instagram might be your best option because it conveys what you do in the best manner. We often say that you're better to pick one social network and really utilize that properly than to try and do several of them at once and maybe not as well.
And how important is a website in a company's business and long-term success?
You know, I touched on it earlier, but a website is essentially important for building trust. Statistics show that you have about 7 seconds when people visit your homepage to gain their trust, to gain their loyalty, for them to decide whether they're going to put their card information into your website or not. So having a website that is up to date, that is modern in an appropriate way, that clearly conveys what you do, who you are, and why people should use you, that's incredibly important. If a site looks out of date, it implies that your products and services are out of date and also just that you don't care. So I think your website is essentially important to creating trust and essentially making money.
I couldn't agree more. Today we are joined by Blair Spence, Vice President of Operations at Event 8, and is an expert at content creation amongst a host of other areas in business and marketing here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Blair, should a business have a dedicated person that oversees its social media?
I think the ideal would be to have somebody that's taking care of your social media full time, but realistically, most small to medium sized businesses either don't have the time to assign a member of staff to do that, or they simply can't afford to employ somebody to do it. That's why occasionally outsourcing is a good option. It really depends on, you know, we always ask business owners, what's your hourly rate? You know, how much is an hour of your time worth? Is it best spent doing something else? So I think all companies should be engaged in some kind of social media, but you have to prioritize if it's possible to outsource it because your time is worth more than it costs to pay someone to do that.
And if a business can or doesn't have a dedicated employee to manage these aspects, what should they look for in a contractor or outside provider?
You know, if you're going to outsource, it's essentially important that you have a look at some of the company that you're looking into's clients, case studies. Statistics don't lie. Data doesn't lie. Ask to see who they've worked with. Have a look at some of those pages. It's very easy for anybody with a computer and the internet to now say that they're a social media expert. Dig a little deeper. I think it's okay to ask awkward questions because if you're paying for something, you want to get the very best service possible.
How important is it to identify your own style for a website and voice for social media?
I think it's very important, as often, like I said before, this is going to be the first contact that somebody will have with your business or organization out with actually meeting you face to face. So you have to convey what kind of company you are, what your ethos is, what your ethics are, all within your website and how you engage with people on social networks. Plan it out, you know, take the time to say what kind of voice do we want to use, what kind of things do we want to post. What do we want our website to convey? What are the connotations? The more that you plan, the more thought that you put into that, the more successful you'll be, and the more likely you are to engage in an appropriate manner for your particular niche.
Lastly, how should a business owner go about setting up and instituting a marketing strategy like you've recommended here today?
I think with social media particularly, and also with SEO and doing their website, people don't treat it like they treat the rest of their marketing. It's very important to set goals, you know, assign tasks, have a time that it has to be deliverable by, review the things that you've done, see where you could improve, see what didn't work, keep records, keep data, let the data drive your next decision. Setting goals and making plans seems very obvious, but it's often overlooked when it comes to the digital side of people's marketing. It's very important to have at least a monthly review of your social or digital strategy. That would be my advice.
Well, Blair, it certainly has been good to have had you. Before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Event 8 and also how they can be in touch?
If you'd like to talk to somebody here at Event 8, just visit www.Event8, which is AVANT, then the number 8.com, or you can call me, Blair, at 385-201-5503.
Blair, as always, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Blair Spence, Vice President of Operations at Event 8, and is an expert at content creation and specializes in business consulting, specifically marketing and growth strategy. And once again, the website of reference is event8.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.